Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people are here today from Springs Rescue Mission. Travis Williams is here. He's the Chief Development Officer. Travis, fantastic to see you again.
Renee, it's so good to be here. Thanks.
And we're going to talk about a special program that the Springs Rescue Mission has that they offer and helping support that program from Peak Producers. We're just saying from Peak Producers. Mike McGuire is here. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you guys both for coming in today. So, Travis, let's start with a little bit of background because, of course, we know Springs Rescue Mission helps the homeless population in the Colorado Springs area with food, with shelter for the night. And also there's other services that Springs Rescue Mission offers.
Yeah. So a lot of the things that people don't know about the Springs Rescue Mission is our heart is to meet people where they are at, whether they're struggling with food insecurity, homelessness, poverty, addiction. And so we want them to come to the shelter. But our primary heart is to see people move back into the community, to reintegrate, and to have the right kind of care. So that's what this program is all about. This is part of our Men's Addiction Recovery Program. And it is one of the most successful addiction recovery programs in the nation.
That's incredible.
It is, yeah.
And how long has this program been going on now?
So most people think of Springs Rescue Mission for our homeless services, which has always been there. But our primary program, we started in 1996, and we started really with this idea of addiction recovery. It's only been in the last 6 years that we've really added all the sheltering that we're doing. We can shelter over 450 people each night, and we're providing almost 700 meals. But really, the heartbeat of the rescue mission has been in helping people get their lives restored.
Which is, and helping them walk back into, you're saying, like, okay, we're back in life. We're working now, and we're, back in society and helping society as well. And that's part of it too, isn't it?
And that's where this program comes in, the Peak Producers. Yeah. And we just can't understate that enough, how when people come together in this community can make a big difference. We can't do anything by ourselves. So it takes a lot of people in this community helping to fund the work of the rescue mission. And Peak Producers stepped in. They saw a gap. They said, you know what? We need to help these guys who overcome addiction get back out into the community. So they've raised a lot of money to help guys be successful, and it's working.
So, Mike, tell us about Peak Producers. What is Peak Producers? You are a real estate agent here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, for clarification, I'm a real estate agent with the Platinum Group Realtors. And Peak Producers was originated with Empire Title, Bill McAfee and Empire Title. And there was always talk about putting together something that people could come together and pool resources and energy and give back to a community that a lot of people have seen success in. So the Peak Producers is the top 10% of the most productive real estate agents in Colorado Springs. And so instead of getting together and having a, rah-rah about ourselves or production or anything like that, it was very, it was definitely something that everybody wanted to do together, which was how do we give back? So if you think about it, back in 2009 and 10, 11, we were still in a pretty tough
yes,
real estate market.
Very much.
And it started out with the roads, the trash, the weeds, the everything that needed to be picked up around town. And we started just pooling resources and energy and going out and volunteering and cleaning these things up and doing what we can to give back. And then all of a sudden it kind of grew into, well, what about the homeless situation that we've got? And it's definitely been an education process for me. I've learned a lot through this in being involved with Marion House, being involved with Ecumenical Services, Springs Rescue Mission. But I think what really intrigued this group was the New Life program is a bunch of guys that are saying, look, I want a hand up. I don't want a hand out. And I've hit this really, really rough patch in my life. But I'm willing to give a full year of sobriety, get into this program and get off of it. And I think that with Travis's group, we noticed that it would be hard for somebody to go through that. And then they're finished and they're like, okay, well, now what?
Right.
Now what do I do? I haven't worked for a year. I've been living here. I've been, where am I going to go? And so you can see how that could also be a trap where they go right back into. That's why a lot of you were saying that the success of your program is so much greater because it's past that date of completion through an addiction program.
Right.
You correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of the addiction programs are, you know, 60 or 90 days.
Right.
And the people I've talked to who have been through those have said, that's just not nearly enough.
Right.
You know, when you've been down for that long, you know.
Yeah. And to change that pattern, I mean, of addiction. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about how directly Peak Producers does help Springs Rescue Mission in the New Life program and exactly what they do in the New Life program. Because it's an amazing transformation, isn't it?
It is amazing.
So we'll have more with Travis Williams, Mike McGuire next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we are talking with Travis Williams, who's the Chief Development Officer from Springs Rescue Mission, and Mike McGuire, who is with from Peak Producers. He's a real estate agent with Platinum Group, but also part of Peak Producers. And today, we are talking about the New Life Program at Springs Rescue Mission. And before the break, you guys, we were talking about how addiction, how that can become a pattern for some. And that's what the New Life Program is about, is helping men who have become addicted to drugs. And my question, Travis, is there any, there's a lot of data and a lot of research that's done in the community about contributing factors to, say, homelessness in our community. Is addiction one of those top things?
It can be, for sure. I mean, we see mental illness and addiction as some drivers, or at least some correlation there. Now, folks who come to our campus doesn't represent everybody who is homeless, but those who come to our campus, probably about 80% are suffering from mental illness or addiction, or in many cases, both.
Okay. So say they have mental illness and then they lean to, say, medication.
Yeah. So some folks, they may be struggling with a mental illness and then they're not sure of how to get the right kind of medication they need, or can't stay consistent with that. And so they start self-medicating. Mm-hmm. Self-medication often turns into addiction. And so it can be really complicated and challenging for folks to move forward. And that's what's exciting about the New Life program,
right,
is that we're taking these guys who have literally hit rock bottom. Many of them have been homeless. Many of them have lost relationships. Many of them are on the edge of losing connection with their kids. And we're meeting them and we're taking them through a year-long addiction recovery program that is seeing significant success. And it starts with work.
Okay. So that's the main concept of the New Life program. It's all based on work.
It's based on work and also helping people to identify with their creator so that they can... They understand that most addiction, they have to understand that there's something bigger than themselves in there. So we're working on their faith. We're working on their work. We're working on restoring their dignity, restoring relationships. And so once they go through this year-long program, and many of them are successful, many guys are successful at this program, they need to find permanent work. So there's work on our campus. So we're trying to create connections out in the community. Once they graduate, we have something to inspire them at the end of this journey, and that's what Peak Producers have helped to fund. The guys are given $5,000 when they graduate from this program, but it's not all at once. You've got to go through a year-long program. At the end, you'll get $2,000. Many of the guys need that for transportation to get to and from work
because
they don't have that. And then we distribute that over 6 months, the rest over 6 months, that if they come back to the rescue mission with a clean drug test and a pay stub, they're going to get $500 over the next 6 months, which helps them financially and helps them also relationally. They're not just sent out in the world, say, sayonara, good luck.
Good luck. See you later.
See you later.
Which is, I'm sure, in a lot of cases where people can fall again.
That a lot of people fall without that relationship connection. So I was just yesterday I came back, and I was in the office, and one of the graduates who was part of this program, he came in, he's grinning from ear to ear because he was able to get a car. And
that's fantastic.
And now he's about 4 months out of the program, and he was going, Travis, I need to get a second job because I love having this car and I want to soup it up and make it look really, really nice. And so the dignity's back, the pride's back, the determination is back in this guy, and it just inspired me. And I think that's what, you know, peak producers get inspired about too.
Well, and Mike, funding that aspect of it, because again, to fund this program is a lot.
Yeah.
And so for each individual, roughly how much would you think it is to help them through this program?
Well, yeah, I mean, for the entire program, it can cost nearly $15,000. And that's outside of the extra carrot at the end,
yeah,
the support the peak producers have been able to provide.
So when you guys came together, Mike, at Peak Producers and said, this is a fantastic program, we want to help fund this, was it just looking at the aspects of the entire program and what it was doing?
Absolutely. I would say that what was most intriguing to us was, one, the commitment. And if you get the opportunity to ever witness the graduation, when these guys go through a graduation after this, and you see that that accomplishment that they feel that they've just gone through and done, overcome such huge, you know, obstacles and hurdles and letting go of their past life. But we saw that it was, okay, now what? I've graduated, but what now what? And
right,
if I leave
right.
this campus, and you can see if they're from the restaurant industry, or if they're the construction industry or whatever, I mean, it's, there's a lot of different businesses that you can go back into that's what you know, but your friends and the same people are still there, right, and their lifestyle has not changed.
Hmm.
So it's easy to get sucked right back into it. And right. what we're looking to do is say, what can we do to support those guys so that they have the strength to continue? And they also see that there are people outside of the Springs Rescue Mission compound that do support them.
Right.
And you know,
that the community
saying,
is there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If there are people out there right. that are not just saying, "Ah, oh, you're homeless. Ah, oh, you're a loser. Ah, oh, you're this," that are going, "Hey man, you know, good for you. And let's see what we can do. Look at what you've done for yourself." But I'll tell you that you can see that pride in their eyes. You can see them grinning from ear to ear. Mm. And that sense of accomplishment is such a motivator. As you were saying, you had a gentleman come back just not long ago that is just so, you know, happy, and he's trying to get another job so he can get more money. And you put that back into somebody, and it's so much more gratifying for yeah. them to be able to do that than to keep going up and asking for food stamps and keep going and asking for whatever and trying to sit on the corner and beg for money. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they're all of a sudden saying, "Hey, gosh, I got this. I'll do this myself."
Yeah, right. It's super cool when you see some of the guys come back and their hands are dirty from the work of their day.
Right.
And you can see they've been sweating all day and they're just smiling. They're happy with what has happened. They're happy with the transformation, but they recognize they're vulnerable. They do recognize that, and so they need that relationship connection. So the money actually helps pull people back into relationship, and we see just a lot more folks who, before, we would see them leave the campus. We wouldn't know what happened to them.
Oh,
and now
yeah.
they're coming back. They're connecting, and they're staying, and they're building their support group on our campus and outside in the community.
So it's expanding that connection and,
yeah.
and expanding that relationship.
That's huge. Relationship, we can never underestimate the power of relationship.
Absolutely. Okay, we do need to take a quick news break, and when we come back, let's talk about some of those success stories and Mike, how people can get involved. Maybe you guys do fundraisers. We'll talk about that as well, right, to help raise money
absolutely.
For this.
Absolutely.
So we'll talk about that and a lot more with Travis Williams, Mike McGuire next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And today, from Springs Rescue Mission, we are talking about Chief Development Officer. We're not talking about you, Travis. We're talking with the Chief Development Officer, Travis Williams. We're talking about so many things right now.
Yeah, lots of good stuff.
Lots of good stuff. And he's a peak producer, Mike McGuire from the Platinum Group is here. And we're talking about the New Life Program at Springs Rescue Mission. And Travis, I did want to ask you a question, and I asked you this before we started. Right now, the New Life Program is strictly for men?
Yes, yeah. So we are working currently with men because these programs are expensive and
yeah.
it takes a lot of support to get them going. But I can tell you right now, our leadership team is constantly thinking about when and how we'll start with a women's addiction recovery.
Now, what does the process look like? Because I'm sure for the New Life program, because again, it's a year-long program.
Yeah.
And that's a big commitment. And I'm sure we've seen, you know, people breaking addictions. It's a big struggle. So how does the process work when they start the program, make that decision, start the program, and then move all the way through?
Yeah. So, you know, it starts off typically with people either hearing about it or being referred to the Springs Rescue Mission because they've heard of the success and they've heard of how great of a program that it is. So sometimes family members are referring. Sometimes it happens just right on our campus. We'll get folks who have been struggling. They show up, they grab a hot meal, they get shelter, and they start to go, you know what, I need more help. And so they'll meet with our team and put in an application. And what we're looking for is a little bit of that spark. Do you have what it takes to commit to turning your life around?
Yeah.
If our staff can see that, we go, there is hope for you. We want you in this program. We're going to commit with you on this program. Mm-hmm. And really, it's a great program because there's not a lot of investment from the outside individual other than they've got to have the heart and the determination and the willingness to want to be humble and succeed.
And I'm sure the transformation, and Mike, you've seen it, the transformation is probably stunning.
It really is, and it's actually very inspiring for you to see it, and you kind of puts things in perspective for you in your life, where you see people where they were very they were at the very bottom of their life. There's a gentleman that we that first went through it. He was out of Wyoming. He was working on the oil rigs. The oil rigs shut down, and he said, "I really only knew how to dig a hole, yeah, and how to work some small equipment." And next thing I knew, all I did was I crawled into a bottle. And he said, I was in there for so many years, and I lost my daughter, and I lost my everything. And I ended up in Colorado Springs, and said, this is just not who I am. I've worked my whole life. And he went through that program and graduated. And when you guys were doing your expansion for the buildings, was it Kevin? Was that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
But at any rate, he drives by in a Bobcat. And I'm thinking, that's Kevin. He said,
that's
he's
fantastic.
Working here, you know, and that guy's got, he's smiling the whole time he's running his machine, you know,
that's
but that's what he was like. I grew up working. This is who I was,
right.
But this is what happened. And I needed to get back. And so, you know, in talking to him a couple of times, he said, I didn't know I had any options. I didn't know I had any help out there. And then when this group came forward, Springs Rescue Mission combined with Peak Producers and saying, hey, we'll fund this. So what we saw was an opportunity to start it.
Right.
Use it as an example, give a model. But it doesn't mean that, you know, you can't have a group of attorneys do it, a group of auto repair shops do it,
right.
You know, architects, you know, accountants, whatever. Put a group of people together. Our group is about 100 people. These are hardworking realtors in the community. Obviously, if they're, you know, producing at the level that they are, they've worked very hard. And think about it. We started this really at the bottom of our market. And these guys, even at that time, were saying, no, we want to help in the community. So they were willing to pool resources, and it's really made a big difference. I mean, I think that we've raised over $120,000 or so.
That's fantastic.
To do that. And and we'll have events. We'll have a Christmas event. We'll have a springtime or summertime event. And what really, you know, raises funds is these gentlemen come through, give a quick presentation of, you know, who they are now, where they came from, what their struggles were, and you know, what they've become after all of this. And boy, I'll tell you, we've raised, you know, anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 just at those events because people are saying, I'd love to continue to support this. These are guys that are going, hey, help me, and I genuinely will commit to this, and I'll get through it.
Well, and Travis, we were kind of touching on this earlier, but because of this and the Peak Producers and what Mike and Peak Producers are doing, you are seeing men who have been through the New Life program coming back and right to Springs Rescue Mission and hopefully helping others
move forward. It's an inspiration on our entire campus when you see a guy who has gone through the program and they're staying sober and they're working and others start to see that. It's infectious. And I think in any kind of business, people can get this success often breed success. So when you see that, we as a community need to celebrate it. Mike talked about just seeing some of the guys and when they see that transformation. On our Facebook page, we highlight every guy that goes through this program. It's a great opportunity for this community to cheer on those guys.
Right.
You know, where there's plenty of bad news in Colorado Springs. Plenty of it. We can turn every which direction and find that. But where do we find those good success stories? And this is the David Goliath story. When you've got the little David who is trying to battle the Goliath of addiction, and they succeed, that is tremendous.
Absolutely.
And it is big.
Well, how many people now, because you, like you said, the New Life program has been going on for a little bit, but how many people would you think have had tremendous life change with this program?
Wow. Yeah, hundreds of men over the years have moved forward. And just over the last 12 months, we've had 22 guys graduate from this program. Wow. And what's great is over 80% of them are still successful today at kicking their addiction, which is phenomenal.
That's
phenomenal.
Huge. Well, what would you think as one of that, because you both have been talking about these incredible stories about the success that you've seen with some of these men that have gone through the program, but is there a particular story that really stands out to you?
This one's really cool, I think, is a guy, I'll leave his name out of this, because it's also hard. These guys go through and they're kind of ashamed of their past, so they don't like to talk about it, but this guy, he was on the edge of killing himself. He was on Rampart Range Road, getting ready to drive off, puts the car in drive, and is ready to end it all. And all of a sudden, for some reason he doesn't even know, the car stopped.
Wow.
And he couldn't commit and go through with it. And so he started going, God, is this, what's going on? And he found his way to the New Life program. He committed to the work and found a different career path. He got into our culinary path, which a lot of guys were and get engaged in. And then he started working in our culinary program and our culinary business. It's a social enterprise called Mission Catering. And he became, now he's the director over that program.
Wow.
So I won't give his name, but if you call, he's the guy you're talking to.
That's incredible.
And it is the third busiest catering business in Colorado Springs. And they've got a team of guys who have been struggling and suffering through addiction and being successful at overcoming their addiction. And they're the guys who are preparing these world-class meals and providing them for businesses, weddings, large venues all over the city.
That's
so
incredible.
This guy is phenomenal success.
Well, and I know who you're talking about. I happened to attend his graduation. So I saw him for the first time, and then months later, I saw him again, and he was doing well. He was running the catering down there, and then I just attended the Better Business Bureau's annual awards dinner.
Yes.
And he walks by me, and he's like hustling, looking all over the place, and all the stuff he's got to get done. And I looked at him, made eye contact, and I said, look at you. Look at you. Look at where you were, and look at you right now. I said, how many guys are you running right now? And he said, about 30. I said, think about that. Think about where you were, and right now you are running 30 people, and there's, 400 people in here you're serving tonight.
Right.
And he was just on it. And I love it. And you also see all the guys, you know, running around, and they're, like I told you before, they're working hard, they're stressed out, they're doing everything they can, but they really feel a sense of accomplishment. So to me, that's what drives you to continue to support a program like this, rather than supporting a line to feed an endless line of people. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying you've got these people that are throwing their hands up and going, look, I'm working poor. I do show up to work every day. Or I do, you know, I'm wearing my uniform and I'm sleeping in a tent down by the river. But I got to go to work. And they still get up and they go. And those are the people that you want to reach out to and say, come on, man, let's get you going in the right direction. And we'll be here to support you.
That's fantastic. Okay, really quick, we do need to take another break and we'll come back. And how can you get involved? How can you help? And I know, Mike, again, you like to encourage other organizations, agencies, get involved. Be a part.
Absolutely. They can reach out to us and we'll give them our model.
Absolutely. So we'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we are talking with the Chief Development Officer from Springs Rescue Mission, Travis Williams, and he is with Platinum Real Estate Group, and he is a peak producer. Mike McGuire is here, and we're talking about the New Life Program at Springs Rescue Mission. Really, and Mike, we were talking in the break, really, this is a deep passion for you, isn't it?
It is, because I love to see people overcome, and I love to see people succeed on their own. Now, I mean, obviously this is a program that helps people, but it doesn't carry people. And it's just so much more gratifying to them and to you to see them. As I said, to me, success is when the person that you're helping turns to you and says, I don't need you. And that is, and you can see them kind of grinning and smiling as they say it, because they've accomplished something that they didn't think was even remotely achievable. And so, we thought if we can model a program with a great partnership, and others can come to us and say, hey, there's 30 of us that are, you know, that would do this, or whatever that organization is that you've got, that could help achieve a lot,
right?
And make a big difference rather than just carrying more people that need to be fed and clothed. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that these are definitely people that want and are seeking help, advice, and guidance, and they're open to hearing it and receiving it.
Now, when does Peak Producers do their fundraisers for this?
Throughout the year, and it's just the group. There's 100 of us in the group, and we'll get together and have a holiday event, a Christmas holiday event, and we'll have something in the spring and something in the fall. And when we do that, we'll have guys that have gone through it come and speak.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Good for you guys. And Travis, I mean, having this partnership, this relationship, it has to be incredible.
Oh, it means so much. And I think, you know, something that folks in this community have to realize is when we're dealing with big community problems, everybody has to play a role.
Right.
One of the things we talk about at the Rescue Mission is we have to work together to see lives restored. So having groups like Peak Producers work together with us and help provide funds, other individuals in this community, everybody can play a part. Even if it's $10, $20, $1,000, every time somebody sells a home out there, I celebrate. Because I go, that's the success that we need in this community to help those who really do need the help.
Right.
So individuals can get involved, businesses can get involved, and churches can get involved, organizations, and do what they can to make a difference. That's what I love about what Peak Producers have done. A lot of folks want to help, but they don't step and commit. And Peak Producers have made a big commitment. They've stepped all in. They're invested. They love to see the success. And I think if we can see more of that in the community, we'll see better and better outcomes and see more of our neighbors who have been struggling find the success that they so desperately want.
And you know what? Over and above the group contributing, there's a lot of us that are also outside of every real estate transaction taking a portion and donating it.
And giving it,
you know, okay, thanks a lot. I'm doing business in Colorado Springs. I've had great success in Colorado Springs, and I love my local community. I want to give back to it. So they're pulling a portion out of that as well as their annual contributions.
Right.
In my opinion, they're going above and beyond, but you love to be able to see what the collaborative efforts of an entire group can do.
Yes.
Rather than you yourself and going, I don't know if I'm really making a difference. But when you see those guys coming out and you see that your group did that, it's really inspiring.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, and Travis, you really hit on it too. It's like it takes a community. So it's huge. And there's not one answer to, solution to every thing. So it's a great program.
Yeah, we're only able to move as fast as the community will move with us.
Yeah.
And so if folks are going, boy, I want to do something, I wish things were different, find a good nonprofit. And there's plenty of great ones in this community. And we're happy to talk with folks at the Springs Rescue Mission, see how they can get involved.
Or if they need help.
If they need help. Yeah, if you're struggling, if you're on the streets right now and you're listening, come to the Springs Rescue Mission. We are come as you are, and we'd love to meet you exactly where you're at and see how we can help find the best pathway forward for you.
Well, thank you both for coming in today. It's been fantastic talking about this program and Peak Producers and Springs Rescue Mission. And I'm sure if more folks want more information, they can reach out. Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Travis Williams, Chief Development Officer, Springs Rescue Mission, and Mike McGuire with Platinum Group Realtors, but also a Peak Producer. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it is Business Week in Review. That's tomorrow on KRNO News Radio.